Well, you hear the music. Welcome to a Wednesday morning from the studios of Grand Forks Best Source. It's time for your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. Standing by is realty expert John Brodeen. We'll talk with John right after this.
What would tomorrow look like if you sold your house today? Maybe you'd move to a new city or a new country. Maybe you'd pick up birding or birdies. You could get into wine, not that into wine, or skiing. Warmer skiing. Or maybe you'd spend more time doing nothing at all. When you're ready for whatever comes next, we'll be ready to help you get there. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services.
All right, and we are back and standing by in the studio. Here we go, realty expert John Brodeen.
Hey, hey. What's
how you up? Doing, man?
Good. How are you?
Good. Been a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
How's the wife and fam doing?
Doing really good.
Good, yeah. Good, good. Yeah. Do anything fun over the 4th of July?
Yeah, my parents rented a cabin out by Ashby, Minnesota.
Nice.
On Lake Pond de Terre.
Pond de Terre.
Yeah, so it's like a half hour away from Ottertail.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
Hung out there. That was really fun.
Yes. Yeah.
So it was me and Carolyn, our daughter, Dylan,
mm-hmm.
and then, my sister, her boyfriend, and my parents.
Oh, wow. So okay.
It was a good time.
Nice time. Yeah. Relaxing time.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
Well, good, good, good. You know, we were talking about this before we went on the air here, John, about like remodels and things if you're going to sell your house. But what about things that make your homes go down in value?
Yeah.
And, how do you avoid these, especially if you're thinking about selling?
Yep, yep. So it's definitely, real estate in general is a good investment, but you kind of have to, a lot of this comes down to maintenance and upkeep
mm-hmm.
and making updates to make sure it's a good investment. If you let everything go, everything wears out with time.
Sure.
You know, especially on the exterior of your home.
Yep.
If you don't touch your landscaping, it's going to get totally overgrown with weeds. If you don't take care of your lawn, it's going to be dead and it's going to be full of weeds and mm-hmm. it's not going to look good. Your bushes and your landscaping are going to be out of control. Everything is going to be looking bad. And that's not even talking about your house. That's just your yard.
Yeah, yeah.
This having a yard that doesn't look good is going to really hurt your resale value. Even if you've owned your home for a while and the market's gone up,
mm-hmm.
Maybe you can sell your home for more than what you bought it for, but you're leaving so much on the table by not having everything up to speed, especially when you sell. When you're talking about the exterior of your home, think anything that has anything that's painted. So if you have painted like wood siding,
okay,
that paint's going to deteriorate with time.
Mm-hmm.
Painted windows, painted soffits, anything that's wood is not maintenance free, or yeah. even masonite too. Anything that's
mm-hmm.
painted. So you know, if you do have this, it's always nice if you can update it to a maintenance-free material like vinyl,
sure.
steel, vinyl windows,
mm-hmm.
metal soffits.
Wrap it all.
Yes, and then you're going to have, you know, metal wrap trim and all mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. All of that's really good if you can go maintenance-free. That's going to reduce some of the headache with some of this.
Sure.
stuff. But if, you know, that costs a lot of money, and those sort of things aren't going to have a huge high return. So if you still have wood stuff on your house, especially if your home is, you know, not in a high price point, you know, it's fine if you keep it, but you do have to maintain it, because if that paint goes to crap and you have exposed wood, water's going to get in there.
It's then it rots. Rot,
mm-hmm. And there's going to come a point where it becomes damaged beyond repair and
sure.
it's just going to have to be replaced.
Yep, yep.
So if you let these things get out of control, small problems are going to become big problems. If your home's in that state and it turned out you needed to sell and you know you didn't do any of this stuff, you're going to be leaving a ton of money on the table.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you haven't used it, if you haven't owned it for very long, you could lose a lot of money.
Right, right.
So, yeah, anything that's painted, you know, shingles are going to wear out with age. If your shingles are getting old, you know, people just won't pay as much for a house if they know they've
right.
got to replace the roof within the first couple years. And if the roof is kind of at the point of failure, a lot of loans won't even finance the house.
Right, right.
So it's going to also cause your insurance to be higher. Your insurance might not even insure it anymore if your roof is beyond a certain age. So this is something that's wise to, you know, get that done. the roof starts leaking, you got water coming into your house causing mold, things start rotting, your roof sheeting starts going.
Things can go bad once your roof is bad.
Yes, yep. So take care of these things before they become
a big problem. How's that saying go? Crap runs downhill.
Yeah,
water does the same thing.
Yep, exactly. And that's the whole point of a roof. You don't want the water in your house.
Exactly. It can cause
a lot of problems. Speaking of water, too, the other thing is just keeping your gutters clean.
Yeah.
You know, something that could be a huge expense is if you get water in your basement. You have to replace all of your basement flooring, basement trim. Even worse yet, if you have to replace sheetrock, if it, you know, if that sort of thing can become a problem with mold, keep your gutters clean.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do it a couple times a year, spring and fall or something like that. If you've got trees that put a lot of stuff in your gutters, maybe even more often, because if your gutters get plugged up, your water isn't, when it rains, it's not going to be getting routed away from your foundation. It's going to be penetrating the ground right next to your foundation. This is going to cause can cause foundation issues, much more likely to get water in the basement. Just another part of maintaining a home. And this episode is kind of geared towards maybe the person who is finally ready to buy their first home, but doesn't know anything about what homeownership entails.
Right.
It is possible. I've seen it where people haven't done a single thing to maintain their home, and it's very difficult to sell, and you have to sell it for much less just to get somebody to be interested because they see a huge
lot of work needs to be done.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. You can buy a house in great condition, and if you're not nice to it and you don't maintain it at all and you damage it and it's not as clean as when you bought it, you turn around and sell that house 2 years later, it's not going to be good.
Right.
You would need a miracle from the market to do all right on that.
Sure.
So we talked about like landscaping yard, especially if you're thinking about selling in the summer. It's a good idea to spray for weeds in the summer, seed areas that are dead and that are bare. You know, keep the landscaping looking good like we talked about. Inside, carpets are one of the things that's going to wear out pretty fast.
Yeah.
You know, of course, you want to repair damage as it happens. You don't want to go too cheap and like do these Mickey Mouse fixes. You know, if you can't do it yourself, pay somebody to fix it. You put a hole in the drywall, get it fixed. Damage happens. Your pet chews on something like a piece of trim or a door. Replace it. Get that stuff working good.
And pets are hard on carpet too. I have two dogs and they like to play and wrestle. And carpet at my house usually lasts about 3, 4, 5 years. Then I replace it.
And that's so like avoiding odors. That's another thing that could cause your home's value to plummet.
Sure.
Don't smoke in your house.
Yeah.
Don't smoke in your garage even.
Yep. Don't let your cat pee in there.
Don't let your cat pee anywhere. If you have a lot of pets, I would suggest, you know, unless you want to replace carpet much more often, and especially if you have pets and you have carpet, replace the carpet before you sell. Give it that new house smell.
Sure.
But to avoid this, you know, doing hard floors, more hard floors in place of carpet is going to help some.
Mm-hmm.
You can still have rugs, but rugs can be replaced if you're going to sell if they're holding on to odors. So making sure that odors don't build up is definitely going to be good for resale value. So some things on the inside of your house. If you own your house for a long time, you'd be surprised how many people I run into who have maybe owned their house for a very long time, and maybe they redid their kitchen in 1995, and they think it's still a brand new kitchen and that it's, you know, updated.
You should have seen it. It was all from the 70s.
Yeah.
Well, it's all from the 80s or 90s now.
Yeah. It's like things become outdated every, 15 years probably, maybe 20 years.
Waiting for it to come around again, so it's retro.
Yeah. But the better idea is to just keep everything up to date. So if you've owned your home for a long time, you probably have a ton of equity. It's maybe equity you can even dip into to update your home.
Yep.
You know, things you can do cosmetically. The nice thing is if the stuff's in good shape, you don't have to spend a whole lot of money. And these are going to be the high return updates that you make. For example, if they haven't been updated in the past 15 or 20 years, doing new light fixtures, picking new paint colors, doing new flooring, maybe painting your trim or doing new trim, new doors in some cases, kitchen and bathroom countertops. You know, back in the day, it was the really gaudy granite that was kind of loud, that was in style. Now it's the more clean white or off-white veined quartz that's really in.
Yep.
Those are some things that can make your house outdated. You know, kitchen and bathroom plumbing fixtures, so like faucets and stuff, updating that sort of thing, updating sinks, updating like your kitchen backsplash. If you have like one of those older kind of early 2000s mosaic tile backsplashes, Subway tile is a really easy bet right now that's on trend still. If you having an eye for design, if the seller has an eye for design, that makes my job so much easier because
sure.
their decorating is going to be on point. Their choices, that's where they can get a little bit more creative. But if you're not one of those people, stick with this really safe options. They're going to appeal to the masses. Then you don't have to worry so much about making some design mistakes.
Yeah.
Kitchen cabinet hardware, this is a big one. This'll, you know, if you, let's say your cabinets are in great shape and maybe they're 20 years old, mm-hmm. you know, you could have them make, if you're going to paint them, make sure they're nicely done, especially if you're in above the middle price point mm-hmm. of home, luxury home, consider getting them refaced maybe. New fixtures and refaced cabinets,
yep.
new backsplash and a new countertop, new plumbing fixtures and light fixtures will look like a brand new kitchen, even if you didn't replace any cabinets or anything. You know, stainless steel appliances, all that kind of thing. These are going to be the lower cost, relatively lower cost, higher return things that you can do to a home that's going to really help your value. You want to be at the top end of the range for your type of house. You want your home to be compared to the nicest comps that have sold
sure.
in order to get top dollar, mm-hmm. not the middle range to the lower, more outdated homes that have sold. You know, of course, when you're going to be selling, make sure your decor and your furniture is on trend. If you just keep that up to date, then you get to enjoy it, and then you also get to show it off when you sell it. It's going to make your home look so much nicer. Staging and decorating and nice furniture can go a long ways. So if you fail to do this stuff, if you were to fail to do every single thing on this list, and of course cleaning, if you keep it dirty, yeah. if it's smelly, if damage hasn't been repaired, if regular maintenance hasn't been even touched, you can make your home go down in value. If the market stayed flat, let's say you've owned it for 5 years and you haven't done any of this stuff, your home can go down in value. So this, if you stick with this, this can help make sure you make your home the best investment it can possibly be. It sounds like it costs money, but some of it just requires a little bit of work, and the more on top of it you stay, the better. I wouldn't suggest some people, maybe they neglect all this stuff, especially the maintenance portions, and then they try to just play catch up when it's time to sell, and that's going to be a ton of work, and hopefully you don't find that any damage has been caused by your lack of maintenance.
So if I was thinking, John, about selling my house, and I called you up and said, John Brodeen, I'm thinking about selling. Is there any way you could stop out here and just kind of walk me through and tell me your thoughts on what you would do or what I should maybe do if I decide to sell, put this on the market? Is that a good idea?
Yes. Make that call like 3-4 months before you plan on selling, because mm-hmm. let's say I strongly suggest getting new carpets before we list this thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a bit of a wait time to get sure. an installer out there and to get somebody in there, or there's some flooring that has to be done, or you need to do some repainting. You want to make sure that you're not super stressed out and cramming all this stuff into a, you know, 2-week window
right,
to try
right.
to get top dollar for your home. You want enough time, especially if you're selling during the summertime. Yard stuff takes a while. Getting your lawn looking great takes a while. You don't want to stress yourself out. Make that phone call to me 3-4 months ahead of time. You'll be glad you did. It's not like you pay me any more for my time. I'd rather be involved for a longer time and get you a better result and make it lower stress to you. I'm not going to push you into selling next week. I'm going to help you get this thing ready at your own pace and sell when you want to sell.
And I would imagine this is very important now because inventory, let's face it, isn't that high.
Yeah.
So if you are going to put your house on the market, you want it to look top notch. You want it to be in the best shape possible.
Yep. You have an opportunity to get a great sale price if you do everything right. But homes that haven't done everything right, they're still sitting, you know, especially if they ask too high of a price. So it's
right.
either you sell it at a lower price and you are able to sell it, but you have the opportunity to set a new record in some cases if you've done all this stuff right and you put your home on the market. It's going to be very attractive. A lot of buyers are going to be interested. There aren't going to be many options like yours. You're going to be able to get a great sale price and max out that equity that you've accumulated over the years.
Well, I tell you what, folks, if you're thinking about buying or selling, the first thing you want to do is reach out to a realty expert like this guy, John Brodeen. Now, John, if somebody does want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
701-213-5428 is my cell phone. You know, if you're thinking about selling still this summer, that now's a great time to make that call to have me come out and do that initial walkthrough, counsel you on how you can get top dollar. Follow me on social media as well.
Awesome. Hey, we'll see you Friday, right?
Awesome, yes.
All right, man. Have yourself a great day.
Yeah.
Hey, there you go. Been a while. That's your Berkshire Hathaway biweekly podcast. There you go. Realty expert John Brodeen in the studio. It's been a while, like I said, and he will be back again Friday morning. But folks, like we said, if you're thinking about buying or selling, get a hold of one of these Realty experts at Berkshire Hathaway first. Until Friday, have yourself a great day.